Simon Brookhouse, the CEO of Golf Victoria, is on the line. Got a big afternoon this afternoon at the Royal Melbourne Golf Club. But there's been plenty of great news across the Australian golfing scene this morning with the performance of Stephen Bowditch and even Cam Percy as well. Simon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Harf. How are you?
Hey, very well, thank you, sir. Great to have you on the program this afternoon. The performance of Stephen Bowditch, let's get to that first up at the AT&T Byron Nelson. Marvel, his second USPGA Tour victory. What a performance.
Yeah, look, he's a fantastic golfer. Great to see everything he's been through and come back and win such a fantastic tournament. But I think more importantly, he's just a great bloke. And that's really good for golf and golf in Australia to see people like Stephen out there winning on the best tour.
Yeah, huge performance. He's a popular member amongst the tour, as you say, a great bloke. And to see him perform like he did, to dominate the field, really, by four shots at the really big tournament, the Byron Nelson, hopefully suggests he's going to be having a big rest of 2015 and who knows what it leads to.
Oh, look, I think the great thing for Stephen is he's in a good place himself. Obviously, his issues are well and truly documented, but He's just playing great golf. He's been consistent all year, and to see him cap it off at a place he's obviously comfortable with, having had his wedding there as well, it's just a great story.
He's a great story. Cam Percy, too, 10 under. He finished 8 shots back, but in a tie for 10th position. A top 10 finish for him is a great result.
Fantastic result. Good Victorian from the Gippsland area, and he's had his ups and downs, been up and down on the tour and back down to the web.com, but a really good result for him, top 10, to keep that money up there and hopefully hold his card.
Yeah, great effort by Cam Percy, who's, of course, a great mate of Dr. Turf as well. Turf, you'll be jumping for joy after that top 10 finish. What do you got going on there today at Royal Melbourne?
We've got the Hard Open at Royal Melbourne, which originally was the Open Hard Open for all people in the field. Originally had open heart surgery, and it was an opportunity for them to play golf together. But as time's gone by, open heart surgery is less and less prevalent, and we do more keyhole and more other procedures. So now it's available for anybody who's had heart surgery.
Right, well, I'll have to get my old man into this. He's had heart surgery. He's missed out on the open, the heart open today. But so, how many golfers have you got?
There's just over 100 playing today, which is a fantastic turn-up, and we're really hopeful that the weather will be kind to us because it's quite chilly, but the rain's staying away.
Well, it's one of those games, golf, isn't it, that there's not many things that can stop you playing. It's one of the great things about golf that regardless of how old you are or how you're feeling, you can almost literally get out there anytime you like.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think, we use the catch cry a little bit, the game for life, but it truly is. It doesn't matter how old you are and or whether you've overcome ailments or whatever it may be, there still is an opportunity for you to play, and this event's a great example of that. And everybody who plays in this event has a story. Has a story, or it might have been a near-death experience. It might have been a procedure that's allowed them to continue to play. And this year particularly, we've had First National Real Estate come on board and put a great sponsorship towards it, of which we're donating $10,000 to the Monash Heart Hospital for hopefully further research into heart disease and procedures.
Well, it's not great having heart operation, heart surgery, but if you get a chance to play Royal Melbourne off the back of it, I think that's not a bad outcome.
That's a fantastic outcome. We must say a special thanks to Royal Melbourne too, who are giving the course up for us to use at no cost, which is a fantastic gesture on their behalf.
It's a great day today, the Golf Victoria Hard Open. Good luck with it, Simon. Congratulations on that initiative. It's going well. And, of course, the performance of our Aussies overseas is a great thing for Australian golf as well. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Harf. Great to talk to you.
Simon Brookhouse, the CEO of Golf Victoria.